Welcome to Office Hours from XXXChurch.com, where we answer your questions regarding sexuality, porn, sexual integrity, and more. Where nothing is off the table and all conversations are welcome. Now, here's your host, Carl Thomas.
Welcome to Office Hours by XXX Church. I'm your host, Carl Thomas. I'm a pastor, certified neurohealth coach, and a guy who frankly struggled with a lot of stuff we talk about here for over 20 years until I found freedom about a decade ago. In today's episode, I'm going to be jumping in and answering this question. What resources can you recommend for my 16-year-old son? That's what I will be discussing today, so make sure you hang in there with me. Recognize the no questions are off the table, and I'm going to be as honest with my answers as I possibly can be, so don't get offended. Without any further delay, let's jump in. All right, so this question came into our Office Hours page. I have a 16-year-old son that is really struggling with porn and self-control. I have talked with him quite a bit to try to help, but we need more resources. I would like to direct him to a workshop or something that could help someone his age. Unfortunately, this person did not tell me if they're the mom or the dad. That would be helpful. But we get these questions from time to time. You know, what can I do for my kids? And depending on the age, the answers could vary a little bit. You know, when you're dealing with a much younger child, 8, 9, 10, a lot of times their exposure to pornography is accidental, and it stirs something in their brain that, you know, because our brains seek out or appreciate novelty. There's something that kind of lights up in their brain and goes, oh, wow, that's different, and I kind of like it. And, you know, so a lot of it comes down to curiosity and things like that, and hopefully you can talk with your kid through that stuff. Once you get, though, to, like, the older ages, 15, 16, 17, I don't want to say at 16 you want to call your kid an addict, right? But very likely there's something going on there. He's turning into this stuff for reasons of coping, not just because he's a young man who's horny and has bad self-control. I know it comes across like that. That's the way we think. We tend to think that our kids go to porn because, you know, they just can't control their hormones. It's more than that, right? I mean, some of that, don't get me wrong, a 16-year-old man or boy certainly is struggling with the hormonal thing as well. But I would say there's a very good chance there also a lot of it has to do with the fact that he's using it as a coping mechanism. And I would say that's the case, especially if you've had talks with him and he's expressed the desire to stop. That's the key. Like if he says, yeah, mom or dad, I really don't want to deal with this stuff, but I don't know how to stop. For some reason, I just keep going back to it. There's a reason. And I've said this to my son in the past. Hey, listen, buddy, I don't want you, you know, going to porn, and I don't want you, you know, masturbating in your room. But if any of these things ever come up, please come to talk to me and we'll just have an honest conversation. You're not in trouble. The reality is I'm less worried about the fact that you are looking at porn and more worried about the reason you're looking at porn. Because if you're looking at porn, because that's a way you kind of soothe yourself because there's something going on in your life, maybe that mom and I did, that make you feel unloved or unsafe or whatever, I need to know about that so we can work on that, because that's really the big issue. And those are some talks that you need to have with your child. Hey, what's going on here? What are things that kind of trigger your desire to act out? You know, and maybe you can get to some of that. At 16, honestly, a counselor would not be a bad idea. Get on this thing early, right? Let him talk to somebody outside of the family that is going to be, from his perspective, probably a little safer person where he can be more honest about what's going on in his little world, you know? Hey, you know, this is going on in my home. It makes me feel this way. And when I feel this way, I tend to do these things because that makes me feel better, right? He might be more prone to share that stuff with a counselor than his mom or dad. Workshops, we have something called the X3 Pure Workshop. It is meant for ages 17 and above because it comes with the Live Free Community app, which is for 17 years old. But, you know, outside of that, we do have a free e-program. I'll put a link in below, the 10-day action plan or Freedom from Porn action plan. You can, that's completely free. You could sign him up for that and go through some of that. There's some good books that he could probably read or that you could go through with him. The Pure Eyes is a great book. I'll keep links to that below. My book, When Shame Gets Real, I think would be good for a kid his age. Might hit home when some of the things that he's dealing with that maybe you're not aware of. And as far as courses go, there is something called Christian Sexuality. Now, that's a course that's more on sexuality in general, not just porn. But there are segments of that workshop that talk about porn. I'll also leave a link to that below. You can find that in our Resources Marketplace page or on our Resources Marketplace page. I don't know why I'm having a problem speaking today. This is what happens when you just kind of film on the go. But I'll include links to all that stuff. Hopefully some of that will help. Unfortunately, at age 16, it's tough with an online ministry to recommend resources that are going to work for him because so much of these resources are age sensitive, right? They're either credit cards required, insurance issues. You know, anytime you're dealing with minors, that's an issue. If you go to a church, maybe talk to his youth group leader, see if you can get him involved. All sorts of things you can do, but I would look into all that. But counseling would definitely be great. So hope that helps. And by the way, also, before I go, just to let you know, like, yes, he's 16. Yes, this is a problem, but it's great that you're aware of it. It's great that he's willing to talk to you about it. And at this age, it's definitely something that, you know, you can get through. But it's going to take some patience and love and grace and just keep reinforcing to him, hey, I understand this is something that we don't want for you. You don't want for you. But we're really more concerned about why you're doing this, and we're going to work with you. And, you know, don't ever feel like we look down on you or think less of you because of this, right? You need to keep really reinforcing that love and acceptance and connection piece, because that's actually a huge part of all of this. Anyway, if you have a question for me and you want me to answer an upcoming office hours episode, go to xxxchurch.com/office-hours. Submit your question there, and I will answer it. That's about it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Office Hours. Have questions you need answered? Submit them at xxxchurch.com/office-hours, and then tune in next week to hear what we got to say. Until then,